Well, good evening, everybody, and welcome to tonight's Success Team Call. My name is Jim Tanner. I'll be your host for this, the final Success Team Call of the year 2018. It is Thursday, December 27th, 2018, and we are here together one more time as we finish up the month of December, the year 2018, and really just with enthusiasm and excitement, look forward to the new year. Hopefully everybody had a wonderful holiday this week. I know we had some phenomenal business that came in. Sure, it looks like a lot of folks had an opportunity to sit down with people that they don't normally get a chance to talk to over the last few days. We saw a lot of great business coming in from our direct-to-consumer market, of course, the B2B market as well. As that business continues to come in, a lot of that January 1st starting business also processed and paid out right before Christmas. I know that was wonderful for so many of us. I want to remind you, we're obviously the theme this evening is the conclusion of a month and the conclusion of a year. I feel like it was just last week I was telling everybody how fast a year would go by, but that was about a year ago when we started to have that conversation. 365 days, 12 months, 52 weeks. That is not a lot of time in your Legal Shield business. A lot can get done, but it moves very quickly if you're not purposeful and focused on using your time wisely. I want to remind everybody as we wrap up the month that we want to make sure that those of you that are going for your mad streak, that you're making a difference here in your Legal Shield business, in your community, in your family, and that to do that, that you are marketing a membership, perhaps marketing a membership and recruiting a new associate onto your team. Some of you pushing for a performance club, and we love to recognize our performance club qualifiers as that group continues to grow very rapidly here in the organization. So for those of you that are completing performance club, get that done. And of course, many of you have just wrapped up executive director qualification or have a few more sales to finish that up in your team. Go for that, finish that up, get that done, because here we are at the end of the month, and we want all of you to reach your individual and team goals for the month of December and for the year 2018. I want to remind everybody that we still have the Mad Streak bonuses. Those continue here. They end with the end of December, but they do continue until the month concludes. That means for all of you that are in your what we call fast start period, your first 20 days as a Legal Shield associate, that there are bonus dollars in play for you. First of all, go out, market your first membership, earn a $25 bonus, recruit a new associate, could even be the person that you market the membership to, probably will be, earn an additional $25 bonus. That's $50 in bonus money on top of your commission, and then continue to get the 3-in-1 process completed as quickly as possible. Don't feel like you need to use all 20 days. Just get that done. Get it done now, and you have the opportunity to earn your $180 Fast Start bonus as well. So right there, that's significant dollars on the table, your commissions, your bonuses. For those of you building a team, I want to remind you that those are matching bonuses. So when you help somebody earn their $25 and $180 bonuses, those are matched to the recruiter, to the sponsor. Legal Shield wants to acknowledge commend you for supporting and nurturing new people, understanding that recruiting is more than just putting somebody in as an associate. It's about educating them about the incentives and the opportunities. It's about helping them, getting them started in their journey with Legal Shield, helping them build their confidence by getting their first sales, getting their first recruits in and processed. And we know that you as sponsors do a lot and contribute a lot to the success of the newest associates. So Legal Shield is matching those bonuses. I should also mention that if you're not yet registered for the International Convention in Dallas, Texas, we would love to have you get that wrapped up in the next 24 hours. We want to, as we really are going to be entering into the final 90 days pushing to Dallas, we want to make sure that all of our team is committed to the Dallas event. And commitment, we could talk about commitment a lot of different ways. I would suggest to you that getting your tickets to the event is a very important, small commitment. Now, it doesn't mean that you're going to be in Dallas. Simple fact is there'll be people that get their tickets but don't show up at the event. But it is an important part of your commitment to yourself and to your business to proclaim that you'll be at our international convention, where what really has been, as you've heard over time and time again, a major difference maker in the lives and the businesses of our top people here in the organization and throughout Legal Shield. I often say that when I think about the day that I sat in my first convention many, many years ago, I often say, and maybe you've heard me say, that I am here today because I was there on that day. And I was there on that day. I hadn't yet earned any significant income. I hadn't really had any accomplishments. But I went to the convention. I took that advice and that invitation. And it was life-changing for me and my business. And I want that for you. If you've never been to our conventions before, you don't really know what you'd be missing. So it is my job and the other leaders of the organization to try to communicate that to each and every one of you, just how important it is for you to be there. For those listening that have attended, perhaps you were in Nashville, Tennessee in the fall at Leaders at All Levels, or you were in Oklahoma City with us in the spring of 2018 for the International Convention. If you've been to these events before, you know exactly why it's so important to be there again. And so my message is mostly directed at the newest associates who perhaps are not yet registered for the Dallas International Convention. And I would suggest to you to get that accomplished. You'll find a link to that in our GY3 Success Team back office. If you have any questions about how to get your Dallas tickets registered, please go into our GY3 Success Team Facebook group and just post your question in there. One of us will be happy to answer that. Also, I would highly recommend 90 days out that you start communicating as a organization, as a team, a family. If those of you, I know many of you like to coordinate and rent houses through Airbnb and then have folks pitch in and claim a room in those houses. I know there'll be much of that going on as there has been in recent years. So start communicating about that. Now that we're into the new year, it's time to make sure that everybody has got their commitments. Minimum commitment, get your tickets. Better still, get your tickets, arrange where you're going to be staying, and of course your transportation to Dallas, Texas. It's going to be a phenomenal event. Speaking of Dallas, you're going to be hearing from Mr. Mike Riches tonight from the Dallas, Texas market, and we'll be going to him in just a few minutes. I also want to remind everybody that next Thursday, we will not be coming together for the Success Team call. As I mentioned last week on the call, that on beginning in January, the Success Team call is moving to Mondays, and you saw that in the email that went out this afternoon as well. Our Success Team call is moving to Mondays, and we feel that based on the feedback from all of you, that that's going to be a much more convenient time and day of the week for all of you. And we want to get with everybody at the beginning of the week, not the end of the week. So we're moving to Mondays. This coming Thursday, the first Thursday in January, you do have a unique opportunity to come together as a team, however, as this Thursday will be, or 1 week from today, I should say, this next Thursday will be the first Cookeville, Tennessee briefing, live briefing in Cookeville. So for all of us that are not in Cookeville, Tennessee, we're streaming this briefing in celebration. Of course, if you're in the area, please attend live. The briefing is at the Riches Ranch. Bring a guest or more guests. I think this is probably one of the most unique Legal Shield briefings anywhere in the United States and Canada. To be able to go to the Riches Ranch, to be able to see just the lifestyle that the Legal Shield opportunity can provide, and to experience the briefing from someone who's earned millions of dollars with this Legal Shield opportunity. It's going to be a phenomenal briefing. And to celebrate and kick that briefing off, it's not going to be streamed all the time, but just in celebration and kicking it off, we can all participate together next Thursday evening on the live stream. And we'll get you the link and more details about that during the week. So again, I want to remind everybody that next Thursday, there will be the Cookeville briefing. There will not be a Success Team call. The calls start the first Monday in January, which will be the following Monday. And that's when we'll all come back together in celebration of the year 2018. We'll talk about top producers and performers, the top influencers, the folks that have made the biggest impact in their businesses and in our organization in the year 2018 when we come back together for that event. And one final announcement from me before I introduce our guest speaker this evening. I want to remind everybody that's with us live, if you're listening to this live tonight and you're not on the recorded playback, that our GY3 Blueprint Funnel webinar is at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern. That's 8 o'clock p.m. Central. That's basically the top of the hour following tonight's call. Tonight's call will not be a full hour as we're coming in, you know, here between Christmas and New Year's. We're going to keep the call short. So normally I say immediately following this call, but it's at the top of the next hour following this call. And if you have been through the blueprint, and anybody that you have in your email list, everyone got an invitation to that webinar yesterday and again today. So everybody has the link. I just wanted to, because I had a few folks that have done webinars with me recently and had some challenges getting on to the webinar through Zoom. I just want to remind you that what happens when you click that link that's in the email, well, when you click that link, it launches Zoom and it asks you to put in your name and your email address. So you have to have Zoom on your computer, of course, or on your phone, which I know most of you do. If not, you just download it real quick. But if you're having any trouble on your computer, just try it on your phone, and that should work fine for most people. What doesn't work is sending me a text saying that you can't get in, because once I start doing the webinar, I can't stop doing the webinar for the folks that are on the webinar to text and troubleshoot with folks that are not on the webinar. So my advice would be try to get on about 5 minutes before the top of the hour. You'll see that the webinar room will open about 5 minutes before the top of the hour. There'll be a static slide that says the webinar is beginning soon. And that'll allow you a chance to get in. And if you're having any trouble, it'll give you a few minutes to go from your computer to your phone, or vice versa. So you might be wondering, what is the webinar about tonight? Well, as I progress through, for those of you that are using the Blueprint Funnel to recruit network marketers into your Legal Shield business, as I progress through those 5 days of training audios, I do tell the prospects that I'm going to do a webinar for them, and that in that webinar, I'm going to teach them a little bit more about how to build a funnel, give them some more details, and that's what I'm going to do this evening. I'm also going to make an offer to them to join our team, meaning join your team. So if it's somebody on your list that's watching that webinar and decides that they're ready to take the leap and move to our opportunity to get all of these tools, systems, mentorship, and resources at no additional cost without having to build them themselves, which is essentially the offer that they're getting. And we fully expect that some of them are going to be ready to make that move now, and some will be in the future. So we'll be putting them back in contact with you tonight, because we're not quite done programming all of the functions of the Blueprint websites. In the future, they'll just be able to click a link and join your team. Just as simple as that. But for this week, the call to action is going to be to send an email to me, and I'll direct those folks back to you that are interested in getting started. And again, we have coded all of your prospects back to you. So if they came in through your gy3blueprint.com site, that is in the database. Anybody that requests to move forward, requests other information, wants to talk on the phone, anything like that, those folks are going to be coming back directly to you, and we'll get those folks over to you. Folks, that's at the top of the next hour, 9 o'clock p.m. tonight, Eastern Time, 8 o'clock p.m. Central Time. And that is a live webinar. So not only do I encourage you to jump on, even though you're already in our business, not only do I encourage you to jump on, but I encourage you to participate anytime that I, as your host, call out to the group to participate or jump in and help me in any way. The more you do that, the more the community is showing itself as vibrant and a place that other people want to be as well. So that's an important part of our strategy, and I appreciate it. And by the way, folks have been great about participating in the webinars I've done recently, so I just wanted to thank you for that, and thank you for being plugged in tonight. It is my honor and privilege to bring onto the call our guest speaker this evening. a very good friend of mine, someone who has been a mentor to me, someone that I've not only learned how to market our memberships, recruit in our opportunity, but just how to conduct myself as a professional. He's somebody that I look up to as a speaker, as a communicator, as an influencer within Legal Shield and the community around him. He's someone that I look up to as a parent and as a friend. I don't know too many people more giving and more willing to spend time and energy with others anywhere on this planet than this gentleman that you're going to hear from tonight. I think it is so appropriate and fitting that the person who has mentored me to so many great, successful years is our final guest speaker of the year 2018, with some words of wisdom and insight for all of us as we complete what's left of 2018 and look forward to the year ahead. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my pleasure and honor to bring onto the call at this time the incredible Mr. Mike Riches. Mr. Riches.
Well, thank you very much, and good evening to everyone on the call here. What an exciting close to 2018 that we're experiencing, and I am so pumped up to launch into 2019. I really feel, after all the years that I've been blessed to be in this business, 16 and a half years now, I really feel like 2019 is going to be a huge, an enormous breakout year for our team. And I want you to know genuinely and authentically, I'm excited for it. And I hope that you're excited for it. I hope that as you consider 2019, you look at your own personal business, that you got some big goals. I hope that you've got some things that you're stretching for and reaching for. I know many of you are focused on getting to executive director quickly and locking that down in 2019. I know many of you are focused on locking in the platinum level in 2019. And I want you to have those big, audacious goals. I want you to be reaching and stretching right now more than ever before, because the opportunity is better right now than it's ever been, ever, in history, in Legal Shield's history, certainly in the 16 and a half years that I've been here. I wanted to just share a few thoughts with you as kind of on, you know, to that regard as we launch into this new year for you and your personal business. I know this. Our team will have its biggest year ever if each of us have our biggest year ever. That goes without saying. And so how do we do that? How do we break that down to you individually? And it really has to do with something that we tend to talk about a lot, you know, this time of year. It's really something that we should focus on throughout the year, because it's such a crucial thing. But I do think that there's something about being in the new year and setting goals and really creating an action plan for the year, that this is just a great time to do that. If we just talk about it and if we just do it, you know, the beginning of January, and then we never revisit that action plan, or we're not constantly, you know, making tweaks and updates, then it's not going to be near as powerful. It's not going to have the effect that we really want it to have. Part of having good goals and part of having a powerful action plan is that we are going back to it routinely, on a regular basis, and we're making adjustments, we're tweaking things, we're always focused on the end goal, but we're constantly working on how we obtain that end goal. That's what makes it powerful. But it's hard to do that if we don't have one. If we don't have a firm set of goals, if we don't have a firm idea of what we're actually growing towards, and if we don't have an action plan to achieve those goals, then it's hard. It's going to be really difficult to lock down and revisit something that's not even there. So let me just give you a few thoughts, a few ideas, and a few things to consider as you're creating your goals and your action plan for 2019. I hope that you're focused on a lot of different areas, you know, within your Legal Shield business. And what I mean by that is, you know, it's one thing to say I want to be an executive director, but again, how do you get there? Is that, you know, partly your personal production? Is it 100% team production? And even on the, you know, if you're saying, okay, I want to grow my business to an executive director level, I want to do that based on team production, there's a lot of factors there as well that you want to consider. What does your personal recruiting look like? What is your organizational sponsorships? What does that number look like? And, you know, and if your goal is to hit executive director, for example, by March, well, you got to look at where you're at today as you close out the month of December. And regardless of whether that, you know, where you're at, regardless of whether that's 0 or 25 or you're at 47, you say, I think I can get to 50 by March. I don't know where you're at today, but there's an escalation that's got to occur from where you are today to where you want to be, you know, at any time of the year. But if your goal was ED by March, for example, how is that going to escalate? How is that going to grow? And I would break that down by month. You know, December 2018, what are your personal sponsorships? Well, what is your goal for January? What is your goal for February? What is your goal for March? Maybe your personal sponsorships doesn't really change. But again, to me, one of the most important numbers that you can look at, my brother taught me this years ago, and it really is true, your organizational sponsorships, what is that looking like? You know, how many people are joining your entire organization, joining your team? Not just that you're personally recruiting, but that that other people are recruiting as well. What does that number look like in December 2018? But then what does it look like in January? What does it look like in February? What does it look like in March? You know, and then you can focus on some other numbers as well, some other areas. I like focusing on things that you can measure, because that really will give you a good idea. If you say, okay, my personal sponsorship goal for January is I want to recruit 5 Legal Shield associates, and then you get to January 15th and you're at 1, you know that you've got a ways to go. You better double your efforts. You better increase your exposures. So that's why I like focusing on things that are measurable. Maybe that's just the way that my brain works. But when you just say I want to grow it, and it's not really measurable, that's tough, because then it's really hard to be honest with yourself and have some of that self-reflection that is so important in setting goals and achieving goals. You want to make sure that you're growing. You want to make sure that you're developing. You want to make sure that you're moving in the right direction. Dale Carnegie said, if you're not in the process of becoming the person that you want to be, you are automatically engaged in becoming the person that you don't want to be. It's not so much about where you are on the spectrum. I've learned that. Again, you might be at 0 right now and say, I really want to turn this around and I want to grow it in 2019. It's not so much where you are on the spectrum, it's what direction you're moving on the spectrum. Are you getting better? Are you growing and are you developing? Is your business accelerating? And if it's not accelerating, then it's decelerating, and we don't want that. So how do we turn it around? We focus on some of those things that we can measure. And I hope that you've got several of those numbers, those figures, those measurable things that you can really look at. Your income could certainly be part of that. Your level could certainly be part of that. Those are all things that I like to look at as I grow my business. The number of, obviously, production, number of team sales that your team is writing is a massive part of that. It's what determines some of those other factors. So, you know, the number of sales that your team is writing, that's going to determine your income. That's going to determine the level that you're at, and so on and so forth. Again, I would go back to and echo what Dave Savula said many times, many years ago, and he was so 100% right on track with this. You can take all your big goals, all your dreams and visions, and you can throw them out the window if you don't have a daily goal. If you don't have a daily goal, then you're off track. So, again, you know, number of recruits in a month is great, but what that's really got to go back to is how many exposures per day are you willing to do, and are you committed to doing? Because if you're committed to doing 2 to 3 exposures a day and your goal is 5 associates, again, you got to look at that January 15th. That's one of my messages for you. If you're just going to write down your goals on paper and then just put them on the shelf for the entire year, they're not going to be very powerful. They're not going to do you a whole lot of good. But on January 15th, if you look at your personal recruits and you're at 1 and your goal is 5, then you know you better increase that 2 to 3 exposures a day. You better double it or triple it. And so again, it's all just kind of a numbers game, but I'm telling you, it's that accountability and it's that self-examination that is so important as you move forward. And it's creating an action plan so that you get down to those daily goals. You know, I hope that communication with your team is part of those daily goals. How much time are you going to spend every day calling individuals on your team? And by the way, who are you going to call? I'm not looking for Ghostbusters there. Who are you going to call on your team? You know, what does that look like? Is it, you know, are you going to take your top producers list and go, you know, move down through? Are you going to keep a separate list of up-and-coming leaders? You know, you got to know what that's going to look like. But how much time per day are you communicating with your team? I hope that recognition of your team is part of those goals. I hope that as you look at your team, you know, and you look at moving forward, you got to envision that. You got someone that hits the fast start qualifier, they level up, they hit the senior associate level. How are you going to recognize that person? When they hit manager, how are you going to recognize them? When they hit senior manager, how are you going to recognize them? Create an action plan for that. Create some goals surrounding that. That's something that you can go back to throughout the year and make sure, again, self-examination, make sure that you're staying on track of where you need to be. And then my final tip for you this evening would be to share those goals with others. You know, the minute that you and I create some accountability, that's when our goals really go to the next level. If all I'm doing is I'm writing down my goals and I'm not sharing them with anybody, I'm not accountable. I'm accountable to me, but here's what we've learned. When you create accountability to other people, and when you make your goals as public as you possibly can, then it really holds your feet to the fire in a way that just doesn't happen when you're only accountable to yourself or to one or two other people. So I would tell you to share those goals, scream them from the rooftops, you know, let as many people know what do your goals look like in 2018. I would certainly encourage you to share them with your sponsor, to share them with your upline executive director, your upline platinum. That's something I know that Mark Riches, Jim Tanner, I know all of the leaders in our business, none of them would be disappointed to receive an email from someone on their team saying, here are my goals, especially when that email is accompanied with an invitation to critique them. Here are my goals. What do you think? And I just know that our leaders in our organization, I know them well, none of them would be disappointed to get that kind of an email. And yet, every year we talk about that, we invite people to do that, and every year it's surprising how few people take us up on that invitation. I love when I get those emails. I love going through those goals. I love revisiting those goals with individuals on my team throughout the year. And I'm certainly committed to doing that in 2019 as we move forward. I just wish you the very best. I know it's going to be, again, as a company, Legal Shield, this is going to be a very exciting year. I've had the privilege of having conversations with many of the executives at Legal Shield Corporate, and I can just tell you, this is going to be a big year for Legal Shield. Because that tide is rising, all boats are going to naturally rise a little bit. And I think that you'll see that with many, many, many associates in 2019. But I don't want your boat, you know, so to speak, to rise just a little bit. I want your business to grow exponentially in 2019. And that's not going to happen just because the tide is rising. That happens because you're focused, because you've got a clear idea of what you're going for, what you want your business to look like at different points throughout the year, and you have an action plan to get you there, and you're revisiting those goals and that action plan throughout the year and sharing it and making it public and creating that accountability for yourself. God bless every one of you as you do that, and I'll go ahead and turn the call back over to you.
Mr. Riches, thank you so much. Phenomenal information, and I just think of so many New Year's, this time of year, the end of the year, listening to your sage words of wisdom and advice, and really just launching into the new year with that. And I'm so grateful that all of our team members got to hear from you this evening. And just what a phenomenal way to close out the call. I really don't want to add anything else to that. I really want Mr. Mike Rich's words and wisdom to land and resonate and be with you as you conclude not only this week, but the final run to the end of the month and the end of the year. I wish you all the best, a happy and safe New Year's, and we'll join you again as we come back together when January 2019 is upon us. Ladies and gentlemen, again, thank you so much. Happy New Year. Have a wonderful close to the month of December and to the final days of 2018. Good night.